You're doing the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Megillah. Okay. Yudayinim Aleph, Megillah. Arkorias Megillah Mafrei Lo Yatza. Okay, so if you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yatza. Okay. Backwards, out of order, whatever. Okay. So the Mishnah continues, but we're just going to go to the Gemara. Okay. So this is a practical Shaila. I mean, I think it's a pretty practical case, which I'm sure comes up every so often, at least sometime in your life, is if you come into Megillah laning, let's say there's two minyanim in your shul. So if you all come in a little late for the first one, you know, you miss, let's say, the first parak, for instance. You know, you're in the bathroom or whatever, you come in late, you miss the first parak. So one may think to do is basically just listen from here on in, and then jump in the second minyan and catch the first parak. But that's out of order. And it doesn't work. Okay, if you come late, that's it. Tough break. You gotta start again, go to the next one. Okay, so I mean, I think, I'm sure people don't know this, you know. Okay. Or if you go out in the middle, I mean, you really gotta, you know, the whole thing in order. Okay? But that's what we're studying now. I mean, that's the conclusion. Halacha l'maaseh. But, you know, for starters, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, Menon Emili, how do I know? Where do we know this? That out of order isn't good. Maybe I can do it out of order. So it says, Amarav Adam Rekra, Kechsavam V'chizmanam. Okay, so let's see that pasuk. The pasuk says, this is in Esther, Tes Chav Zayin. Perak Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin. Kimu V'kiblu HaYehudim Alayim Alzaram. The Jews accepted upon themselves and upon their children, and all the people who gathered join up with them. Lo yavar, will should not pass. Leos osim esnei amayla, to make, to do these 2 days, kachsavam v'chlizmanam, like they were written and like their times. B'chol shana v'shana, in each and every year. Okay, kachsavam v'chlizmanam. Like it is written, and like their times. Okay, what does that mean? Like it is written, and like their times? Right? So the Gemara says, Kichsavam, Sivav Shah means, Kichsavam means like they wrote letters, you know, to telling everybody about the miracle and stuff, and to tell them to celebrate Purim and Kizmanam, like it happened in their times that they celebrated the Purim. So they set it upon themselves to do these days like was written, and like the way they actually did it in those times, because they actually celebrated the miracle at the time. Fine. But the Gemara is drawing a hekesh. It compares Kichsavam v'chizmanam, like their writing and like their times. So it says, Mazmanam l'mafrei alo, just like the times can be backwards. Right? Doesn't mean the times can't be backwards. So Rashi says, you can't have 15 before 14. It's impossible. You can't have 15 before 14. Time doesn't flow backwards. So just like the 2 days of Purim have to go in order. Can't go out of order. Aksavam l'mafrei alo. So too, their writings have to be in order. Have to be in order. Can't be out of order. Yeah. Any question or just... No. That's what I was saying. So what I was saying is that just like the time can't go backwards, so too, right, just like the days can't go backwards, so too, the ksav, the writing can't go backwards. Okay, and what's Rava trying to explain here again? No, what's he trying to explain? Yeah. What? Yeah. Why you can't do the Kriya backwards. What's his explanation? Just like the times can't go backwards, so too the writing can't be backwards. Right? That's a problem, right? I mean, the writing, who's talking about the writing? I'm not talking about writing the Megillah backwards. I'm talking about reading the Megillah backwards, right? Obviously, no one's questioning whether the Megillah, I mean, it's part of Kriya, because like, oh, you can't write the thing backwards. Gemara's question is about reading it backwards. So just because you tell me the time doesn't go backwards, And the writing doesn't go backwards. How does that have anything to do with the reading? Okay? And the Gemara asks a question, but I don't know if it's asking exactly this. I mean, this is just what's pshat. Pshat in the thing doesn't quite make sense. Okay, you guys with me? Okay, let's see what the Gemara asks. I mean, let's see if this is the Gemara's question or the Gemara is asking something else. So the Gemara says, it doesn't like Rava. I mean, not personally, but it doesn't like his pshat. Says Mide Kriya Ksiva? Does it say anything about reading? Hacha Aksasiya Kesiva. That is writing or talking about making it, doing the days. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Lios Osim Esne Hayamim. That they will do, they will make these days like they were written and like their times. So it's telling you how they do the days, how they celebrate the days. It's not telling you how you read Megillah. Right? So, he's like kind of asking a different point. I mean, there's two problems. I mean, the Gemara is asking, it's not talking about reading, it's talking about making the days. What I'm saying is, forget about making the days, it's not talking, even if it is talking about the Megillah, it's not talking about the reading of the Megillah, it's talking about the writing of the Megillah. Right? There's like two different questions, two problems here. One problem is it's not talking about reading the Megillah altogether, even though it's referencing Megillah, it's referencing the writing of the Megillah. But the Gemara is saying is, yeah, but even if it were whatever, it's not talking about reading, it's talking about the days, making the days. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Megillah, it has to do with making the days. It's telling you to making the days. Is this Kirsama Chazmana? So the Gemara basically rejects Rava. I mean, I think we have to explain Rava, but the Gemara rejects. Some of the question of Gemara is the Tosafot is describing that they, Jews, accepted upon themselves to celebrate the days, to make the days like was written and like their times. It's talking about how you celebrate Purim. It's not talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. There's a mitzvah of creating the Yom HaPurim, to make it into a Yom Mishav HaSimcha, whatever, to make it into a happy day. Then there's mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So this pasuk is not talking about, it's not the pasuk about Mikra Megillah. There's no reference at all to Mikra Megillah here. It's talking about how they celebrate the days. And they're celebrating the days like they were written in like their times. Celebrating the days has nothing to do with Mikra Megillah. Right, who's talking about Mikra Megillah? What I'm saying is, even if you say the only possible reference to Mikra Megillah is Kisavam, but what is, just like saying the Ksav has to be in order, what does that have anything to do with the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? That's just telling me when I write it, it has to be written in order. So the Gemara responds, different answer. Okay, he rejects Rava and gives him the new answer. So it says, Ela Mehacha. Now, rather, you learn it out from here. And these days will be remembered and will be done. Okay, it's the very next pasuk. And these days will be remembered and will be done in every single generation and so on and so forth. Okay? So the days will be remembered and will be done. What does that mean? Remembered. Remembered. How is it remembered? Through reading the Megillah. And will be done through everything else. Suda and Mashalach Manos and right and Matanos and Yonim. So the days will be remembered and done. So remembered is a reference to Mikra Megillah. So it compares remembered and done. So it says, Iskish Zechira li Asiya. It compares remembering to doing. Ma Asiya la Mafrela. Oh, just like the doing it can't be backwards. As Zechira la Mafrela. So to the remembering cannot be backwards. Right? The doing it can't be backwards, because you're doing, you can't celebrate 4:15 and 4:14, so to the remembering, which is the Mikra Megillah, can't be out of order. Right? Better. Right? I mean, at least it's better, there's no real problem. Sounds smoother. Right? Sounds pretty smooth. It's talking about Zechira, it's talking about remembering. Right? Okay. So I guess our job is, first of all, to figure out Rava. What was Rava's idea? Right? How would he answer these questions? And then, what's the Gemara's final pshat? And is there a machlokas? So what's the difference between the two different ideas here, you know? whether it's a Havamina, whether Rava eventually agreed or not, I don't know if it's, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's a different idea, it would seem. Is it just a matter of how you learn it, or is there a different idea which is being implied here? Let me take one step here. One step. I think the simplest step. Okay? So, again, what's the question? The question is that it says the writing, just like the times have to be in order, so too the writing has to be in order. So the question is, okay, so what does that mean to do with the reading? Right? What does that mean to do with the reading? That's the writing. But the answer is that according to Rava, the reading is directly related to the writing. Or more specifically, right, that's just the thought, is that apparently he holds there's a direct connection between the reading and the writing. Right, that's just the step. Right, apparently the reading, it's not, they're not just two separate things. Write down the Megillah, okay, fine. Separate thing, read the Megillah. But the writing, the reading is tied in with the writing. How so? It's the second step. How so? So the thing is the reading is like, you could say, is like an actualization of a realization of the text. It's like you write down a book. So a book is, so to speak, meant to be read. Right? I mean, that's the way books are often done. I mean, they're meant to be read. And the reading of it is actualizing, is realizing the book. Right? You realize the text. You make it reach its purpose, its designation, through reading it. And the mitzvah is to actualize the text through your kriya. Now, since the text has an order, so too the reading has an order. Okay, I'm gonna go further. But what I'm saying is, if you take as a premise that the reading is not just stava reading, but the reading is like the complement of the writing. You write the thing, and then it's meant to be read. And then the reading is the realization of the writing. So since if you tell me that the writing has a specific order, so then the reading is a realization, actualization of the writing, so then the reading is also going to have that order. Otherwise, it won't be realizing the text. The text has an order. If you read it out of order, you're telling a nice story, even if you can make the story make sense, but you're not realizing the text. So you could have learned it as separate. You could have just said the mitzvah right in the Megillah. And the separate thing is to read it, which means to tell the story of the thing using a book. But essentially, the book is, so to speak, just there that you look at. But it's not realizing the book. It's just telling the story. The book is just your guide. So fine, so you do the guy out of order, you tell the story, you switch around the order of certain things, certain things don't really make that much of a difference, whatever. But if you say that the reading is the bringing the book to life through reading it, so then since the book has an order, so the writing also, the reading also has to have an order. You with me so far? So what's... No? There could be two kinds of writing, I mean, in theory. I mean, you could write something for the sake of writing it. Like, let's say you're trying to free associate or something, and you just want to get something off your head. So you could write it. Or you doodle. Or you whatever, you know? So there's a writing for the sake of writing. You know, that's one kind of writing, I guess. But then there's a writing which is meant to be read. It's a text which is only meant to be read. The idea is I'm creating reading material. And if you see some creating reading material, when it's read, it gives the text a reality. I mean, the text alone, if it's never read, is worthless. It doesn't do anything. The point of the text is to be read. So the reading it is the culmination, the actualization. It's like a book is in potential until you read it. It doesn't do anything. It's just there, closed on a shelf. What's the book? A book's not worth anything. It's actualized as a book when it's read. You with me? Okay, now my question is, so what's the Havamina? Would I think that you could write the book out of order? I just can't believe there's a Havamina that you could write the thing out of order. It's a Megillah. It's part of Kisvei Kodesh. It's part of Tanakh. I mean, you can't just start writing things out of order. There is an order to the book, isn't there? So you're telling me what's the learning? Just like the times are in order, the book is in order? Of course the book is in order. What? No, but Rashi's not writing Kriya Shema out of order. I'm saying in the writing of the thing, is anyone going to say Kisvei Kodesh doesn't could be out of order? I mean, it's one thing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but the writing, I don't think Rashi says you could write the thing out of order. You can't write your Torah out of order. It's a Kisvei Kodesh. It's a Megillah. Right? I mean, there's a book. What's the book? Yeah, so far it goes and he starts writing out of order. Of course it's possible. I mean, it's a Megillah. How could you write it out of order? So, right? So I think for that, this kind of gets to Amar. This is like getting to what you were saying, but I wanted to say a little more precisely. Is that there's different kinds of orders in a book. Of course the book has an order. Of course the book has an order. Every book has an order. Whoever saw a book, it doesn't have an order. Right? Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, right? Maybe online you could have books that don't have orders. I'm not sure. But even so, there's an order, right? So, but there could be a book where the order is essential, and you could have a book where the order is accidental. Okay? Like, for instance, let's say a book of puns. Okay? So, in theory, if such a thing were to exist. So, in theory, it's just a list of a million zillion puns, right? Is there an order to them? Not really. But, like, you can't quite write a book if you don't have an order. So you're going to have to somehow arbitrarily, artificially, whatever, make some sort of an order. You know, whatever it is, make certain chapters, and kind of, I mean, you're going to create something, but it's not really, it's an accidental order. It's an order which is determined by the need for books have a form, and there's a first and the second and the third and the fourth, because you can't just have a book which consists of an unordered set of ideas. There's no such thing like that. In real life, things have orders. But the order is accidental. If you take the Bun book and you read it and you start in the last chapter, in the first chapter, you won't lose anything. Okay? It's perfectly fine. I think. Okay? But if you have, let's say, a plot, a story, let's say a novel, right? I mean, the order is essential. But even the start and the end, that's ridiculous. Right? The order is, it's a sequence of events which build one on the other, on the other, on the other, on the other. Right? That's the nature of the book. The different kinds of books. Now, in a book of ideas also, sometimes depends. Not every book of ideas is the order essential. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Right? So within a book, every book, of course the Megillah has an order. Because it's a book in Kisvei Kodesh, and it's a book. And you can't just make up your own way to write the thing. It's Kisvei Kodesh. Of course you have to write it the way the Mordechai Nestor wrote it. But when they wrote it, is the order of the thing part of the essence of the book? Or is the order just an accidental thing? So it's telling you, kichsava mechizmana. Just like zman, time has an essential order, time builds on itself, one day to the next, 14 then 15. So too, in the ksav, there's an essential order. Ksav is on fray low, it can't be backwards. But not just that it can't be literally backwards. Of course the book can't be backwards, but it means it has an essential order in time. Just like the Zmanim in the days, the sequence of events had an order, the Megillah, which is this telling over of the sequence of events, also has an order, halachically. Of course, you could just philosophize and say, hey, it's a story, of course it does. But that doesn't necessarily mean halachically that's recognized. You could say halachically, it's a compendium of ideas, it's a study of the different characters in the Megillah, and in theory, if you mix them up, look, maybe it may not make that good of a story, but look, in terms of the ideas conveyed, maybe you'll get the right ideas or whatever. Who said halachically the order is essential? So Gersom HaChazmanim is teaching you that this is a text which has the essential order. Not just happens to have an order, but it has an essential order. What's the nafkamina, whether it's an essential or an accidental order? In terms of writing the thing, of course, you have to write the Megillah like the way they wrote the Megillah. But the answer is in terms of Kriya. Since Kriya, according to Rava, Rava's premise is, this is a premise of Rava, that the Kriya is a realization of the Ksav. And if the Ksav doesn't really have an order, essentially, so then to realize the Ksav would be to read it out of order, who cares? It's true, Ksav has to have an order. The Pun book has to have an order. You can't write a book without having an order. But if I wanted to actualize and realize the Pun book, I could pick it up and read it the opposite order also. The book had to choose an order because, hey, it has to choose an order. But when I read the thing, it doesn't really matter. I'll equally be actualizing the book by reading in the opposite order, which is the book has physical limitations of the thing. It has to pick a certain order. So if the order is not halakhically essential, so then if I want to actualize the book, as long as I read all the parts of the book, I've actualized the book. But if you tell me that the book has an essential order, if I want to actualize the book, then I have to read the book in the order which it comes in, because that's part and parcel of the book. Otherwise, you can't say I've actualized the book. The book has an order, and you've read some sequence of some grouping of ideas in some other order, but that's not the book. The book has an order. So basically, that's Rava. Right? But the Gemara doesn't like him. The Gemara says, is it talking about the Kriya? It's not talking about reading the Megillah. It's talking about how you make the days, how you celebrate the days, right? How you celebrate the days, right? Rather, it's learned that from a different pasuk, which is talking about not how you celebrate the days, but how you that you should remember it. You should remember it and do it. So it's comparing remembering to do it, just like doing has an order, remembering has an order, right? So what's Rava going to answer to that question? It's not talking about reading the Megillah. Is he going to answer to that? Yeah, no, so he'll answer presumably what we're saying. Is that he has a premise that the reading is the realization of the writing, of the Ksav. That's a premise that Rava has. And the question of could it be out of order or not is a question, is the order essential in the Chafetz of the Megillah? That's the only question. And therefore it's showing you that the Ksav has an essential order. So therefore it will pop out that the Kriya is going to just follow suit. It's going to follow, the Kriya is going to follow suit. So it's not talking about Kriya, it's talking about the Ksav. It's talking about they're going to make it Kichsavim. But the point is, it's in saying Kichsavim, it's showing you something about the Ksav. And since there's a premise that the reading is a realization of the Ksav, so therefore it's going to follow. Right? It's going to follow. Okay. So the question is, what's the Gemara's kasha? Apparently the Gemara argues with this somehow, right? So what's the Gemara's question? What is the makshan, the question at all? And what's his svara? He has a new pasuk. He has presumably a new idea, right? Arguably, you know, unless it's the same idea, whatever. But that's our job, is to figure out what's the final answer of the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't stick with Rafa, it would seem. Because of Menachal, perhaps it does, but you know, maybe you could think about Chanan also. Or you could try to check it out. I'm not sure if I mean I don't think I saw it before. So, but it looks interesting. If I could work it out, maybe we could do that also. Okay? So I guess, what do we have next week? Monday, Tuesday? Wednesday, right? Wednesday also, right?
Thursday is
a fast. Thursday is a fast, right? Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. So maybe we'll do something like this. Maybe then, we're doing a different sugya about the days that the walled cities versus the unwalled cities. What's considered a walled city? What's considered an unwalled city? How do you define walled and how do you define unwalled? What does that mean? What kind of wall? When is the wall? When is the wall built? Time of Achashverosh, time of Yishuv Anun, whatever. So maybe we'll get to that.
And also, like, what do you consider water?